crime here in LA later today in almost nearly every category, from violent crime to property crimes. Those numbers are down in 2011. But the bottom line is there's another area where things are going up, and that is electronic crimes like identity theft and things of that nature. LAPD, in fact, does have an electronic crime unit, but they're still trying to catch up with the enormity of the problem. Hima Nigam is the founder of online security firm SSP Blue. He's a cybercrime expert joining us now live. We talked with him before. Hima, I mean, obviously there are levels of crime that go down. We know the murder rate's going down in Los Angeles, but these identity thefts and these cybercrime issues are just extraordinary.
Yeah, no, I have to tell you, I was a prosecutor in the LADA's office in the 90s, and that was when crime was up and we were doing everything we could and prosecuting rape cases and things like that. But one of the great things that LAPD has done is put cops on the ground. And the mayor has, they've all been behind these initiatives. And when you put cops on the ground in these neighborhoods, crime does go down. But the bad part is, anytime there's a downturn in the economy, like the major downturn we've had over the last several years, identity crime and fraud and things and theft go up. And so that, I think, is what you're seeing being reflected here. And just even on a national level, there were, I think, what Symantec reported, 440 million Americans were victims of online crime last year.
Yeah,
that's
we're
a huge number.
Sure, and we're kind of talking sort of a new kind of criminal, not the you know, sort of the old school that you go in, you break into somebody's house, you burglarize, or you know, you hold up somebody on the street. I mean, this is being held up through a computer.
Oh, that's a nice way to put it. What's happening is, and this is why you're seeing it. The impact is really in the physical world, and here's why. You victimize somebody online by stealing their identity. Say they go to a bad website that looks like a great place to buy a great, you know, great shirt at a discounted price, but you just punched in your security card, your social security, and your credit card info to a bad site. They take that information and then they use it against you in your real world because they're going to continue to victimize you again and again and again. And that's what's interesting about online and identity theft. Is you victimize once, which is to steal the identity, then you continue to do it again and again and again, and you do it silently as opposed to walking into a bank with a gun in your hand or into a grocery store and saying, everybody, you know, empty your wallet.
Right.
That's a one-shot deal.
Yeah, very quickly. We've only got a couple of seconds. But if you feel as though you're the victim of identity crime or, you know, some sort of credit card fraud, you're a former prosecutor. Where do you go to first?
First place to go to is actually report it to the Internet Crime Complaint Center, ICC.com, and also go to LAPD. LAPD is part of what's called the Electronic Crimes Task Force that has the Secret Service, the FBI, the LAPD, and all the local prosecutors and federal prosecutors, and they work together to do something about it. And we got to put cops in the online neighborhoods. That's what's going to make a difference.
All right. Yeah, Hima, appreciate it. Hima Nigam, mayor of SSP Blue, KNX News, 825.